You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Federal Judge David Lawson ordered Flint City Council to choose a long-term source of drinking water, and he scolded the council for taking so long to greenlight the city's deal with the Great Lakes Water Authority. The council punted this week. It okayed a short-term deal with the Water Authority, but the tug of war between Flint's Mayor Karen Weaver, the council, the state, and Judge Lawson continues. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us now. And Daniel, outsiders might look at this and go, wait a minute, wasn't Flint just begging to get back on the Great Lakes Water Authority after all the destruction that was unleashed by taking the city off that system and turning to water from the Flint River? So what's going on here?
Well, they were, and I think, frankly, that's probably their only option. But folks there on city council are dragging their feet, and I think because some of the threats that the mayor is making, like the city could end up in bankruptcy, I suspect are somewhat hollow, and members of council know it. The city's deal with the Great Lakes Authority, which encompasses, of course, the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, would be a 30-year deal, number one. And number two, it would give the city of Flint credits against a deal they have with another water authority, the Karagandy Water Authority, which is a new water authority in the Genesee County area, because the city is obligated to make debt payments of about $440,000 a month to them. And so they are paying that money every month while city council keeps dragging its feet. So the mayor said this week that that's about $1.7 million that's been so far paid to Karagandy because the city council will not approve the deal.
I still don't get why the foot dragging. Is there pressure? Are council members being pressured to turn the city back toward the Karagandy Water Authority?
Probably. I mean, I think one of the stories of the stories within the story about the whole Flint water crisis is a lot of local political pressure that goes on there.
Yeah.
I don't think that this is any different, but I think you got two things going on here. Number one, the people that are really pushing the city of Flint to do this.
To do what? To go to KWA?
To go to Great Lakes. There's all these names. To go to Great Lakes is the state of Michigan. And so naturally in Flint, there is suspicion of anything that the state is trying to push them to do. And I think that's one thing. Second thing is, I think some people have said, they've been quoted as saying, you know, I don't really like a 30-year deal. Maybe we could do a shorter term. I mean, that obligates us for a very, very long time. Now, as I point out in today's column, I think, yeah, you could probably try to renegotiate it, but will you get the same kind of terms? Would the Great Lakes give them credits for the full debt payments to Karagandy that they have to pay over, I think they're obligated, at least over the next 20 years? The answer is probably no. I mean, long-term deals to utilities are very important. It helps them map out their rates. It helps them match out their capital spending, their investment on the system, all those kinds of things. And Flint is a very important piece of the Great Lakes. It's a big customer, so it's a very important piece of the overall system for the Great Lakes. So I think that's one of the reasons they would do it. But, you know, the suspicion in Flint among all this stuff, I think, is very natural. The other thing I would say is, if you're a resident and you're back on Detroit water again under the Great Lakes Authority, how are you going to react if all of a sudden the city council says, you know what, we've changed our minds, we're going to go back with this other group.
Right.
And oh, by the way, they don't treat the water. We have to treat the water in our plant that has not been treating water for 50 years.
This all sounds suspiciously like echoes of what began back in 2014.
Exactly. And I've interviewed the mayor and talked to her about this several times, and she's pointed out, and I think she's right, we need to reassure people and we need to have a stable source here. And given the choices, it seems only logical that the only real stable choice that brings in treated water that does not have to be treated by the Flint plant is the Great Lakes Authority.
Meantime, you've got Federal Judge Lawson. He's had to be cracking the whip all along here. He was, you know, shoving at the state of Michigan for slowing down on delivering bottled water. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to kind of crack the whip with city council. It's just interesting that there has to be so much hurting along the path.
Well, I think there's so much mistrust here. And, you know, I think the federal authority here is about the only authority that's going to move this process along. Mm. Now, I do think that, you know, a bankruptcy filing for the city of Flint could have some salutary effects, but I really seriously doubt that Governor Rick Snyder, in his last year in office, would greenlight a bankruptcy filing of the state's second largest minority-majority city.
Choppy waters in Flint for sure. Detroit News Business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.